You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
Magandang araw sa iyo, Nelson.
Magandang umaga rin po.
Ano ba yung blockchain technology?
Ang blockchain technology po ay network po siya ng maraming computers na lahat ay looking at each other at nakakonect po sila and they store the same data. Ano ang purpose bakit may blockchain? Kasi po, ang internet ngayon, alam po natin na madaling na ma-hack yan. Alam po natin na yung mga servers madaling ma-hack. Dito po sa blockchain technology, magkakadikit yung mga computer. And all computers are watching at each other. There's three benefits of using this blockchain technology. Scalability, security, number one po yan, and lower total cost of ownership. So instead of running a lot of servers, you run very few. So that's it. It's just another network po.
Nelson, sa puntong ito, yung pag nakakarinig yung tao ng blockchain technology, lagi nila na-identify ito na pagkakamalang kaparehas nung tinatawag natin ng Bitcoin currency. Ano ba yung pagkakaiba nung dalawa? O kung may pagkakaiba man?
Ang Bitcoin currency runs on the blockchain technology. So, it just happened sa Bitcoin lingo, ang tawag po nila sa blockchain nila is Bitcoin then. At tapos yung currency nila is called block at Bitcoin as well. So if you susuriin mo yung ibang technology din, marami pong blockchain eh. And most of them are focusing on the currency, which is yung Bitcoin nga. Ito po ay protected by the blockchain technology. So yun po yun, yun po ang ano ba. So you have the currency and the blockchain technology behind it.
So, paano magagamit itong blockchain technology at saan ito gagamitin?
Ang gamit nito is for transferring of any asset. Ano po itong asset na to? Ang sinosolve po ng blockchain ay ganito. Diba po ba, pag bibili kayo ng lupa or any property dito sa Sydney, kailangan mo ng conveyancing, kailangan mo i-check yung titulo kung tama ba yan, hindi yan fake, kailangan mo magbayad nito, etc., etc. So with the blockchain technology, I'm talking about 5 to 10 years ahead, okay? Ang gagawin mo na lang, babayaran mo within 15 minutes to 20 minutes, nasa iyo na ang titulo. So yung mga manual processing dati, magiging automated na siya. Hindi na siya yung tulad dati na lahat mano-mano. Kasi naka-blockchain na lahat. So ito ang sinusob ng blockchain. Ito pang use case ng blockchain ay as a form of payment. So alam mo, nasa Philippines, may padadalang karon, dadaan ka pa sa bangko o dadaan ka pa sa Western Union or MoneyGram, the more money you pay, the more fees you pay, right? Diba po? So, dito sa blockchain technology, you only pay minimum. Napaka-minimum po ng babayaran nyo. Pero marami pa pong iba, tulad ng traceability. One day, pag-i-scan natin yung QR code ng isang banana, isang poultry product or any meat product or anything. Matitrace po natin kung saan siya galing. So, one of the use cases is traceability.
So,
marami pang iba po.
Yeah, so, in other words, Nelson, sa modelo nitong blockchain na to, parang marami siyang tatapakan na in between yung mga middlemen, kumbaga, no, aalisin niya. So, dediretso to from end to end.
Tama po yung analysis nyo. Yung blockchain ay sa is a gift to the human being.
Oh.
Kasi po, ilang daang libong taon na silang niloloko mga tao. Bangko, yung mga middleman na to, di ba po ba, pangmasa. So it will benefit the humankind with this technology. Di ba makakatulong sa mga, lalo mga overseas Filipino workers natin, magpapadala ng pera. Pinaghirapan nila yun eh, di ba? Eh, ang ginagawa lang naman ng middleman is to move money from one place to another. It's not really actually moving money. May pondo sila sa isang country and they get the money from there. If this is good kasi magiging competitive yung market. So yung mga middleman nito, they have to compete. They have to offer a lower fee.
Ito yung dahilan kung bakit tinatawag yung blockchain technology is a disruptive model. Na parang kumpira natin sa akomodasyon, ang Airbnb is a disruptive model. Ang Uber ay isang disruptive model sa pampublikong transportasyon. So, yung blockchain technology nyo is a disruptive model. being a disruptive model, marami kayong mga sasagasaan, no? Hindi ba ito lalong lilikha ng kaguluhan sa pandaigdigang teknolohiya?
Hindi naman po. Kasi ang blockchain, another use case po niyan is, example, voting. So, alam po natin ang mga smartmatic, nadadaya yan, di ba? Kung yung voting ay magagawa sa blockchain, dahil ang blockchain is a public ledger yan eh, transparent. Makikita ng mga tao kung sino ang mga bumoboto at sino talaga ang nananalo. They can watch who is winning, who is leading in real time.
Okay.
Yun po ang ano. Although it's part of, alam ko po na maraming masasagasaan, pero on top of that, there will be new opportunity, new jobs to be produced.
Ano yung mga bagong opportunities na yan?
Well, number one is opportunity for the programmers to build applications on top of the blockchain.
Okay.
Number two, training. We need training people to train people how to program and how to use this blockchain technology. And many more. Kasi I did a Bitcoin thesis back in 2013 po sa UPS. And it opened up a lot of use cases sa mind ko. And I wasn't wrong. Lahat ng research ko was tama. Good example is nung nagkaroon po ng our means to transport things, like we have roads, di ba? That opens up a lot of opportunity. Nung nagpupunta rito yung internet, that opens up a lot of opportunity. Like, what I'm trying to say is, when you say masasagasaan, yung internet was here to help the people to transfer information from one place to another po, di ba? So tingnan mo yung mga news, wala na masyado mo ibilan ng newspaper, di ba? But yung mga newspaper, nag-evolve to the next level where their contents are digital na. So it's like evolution. It's a part of human evolution to move forward. Kasi we can't trust this internet po eh. Anyone can eavesdrop on your data. Mm. Everyone can hack it, you know. So this blockchain technology will solve a lot of problems. Mm.
Okay. Nelson, ikaw ay council member ng tinatawag na NEMIO Foundation. So ano yung ginagawa ninyo for this blockchain technology?
Okay. NEM, it's a not-for-profit foundation which is registered po sa Singapore. Tama, I am one of the council member. Ang mission po namin is to go around the world and spread the word about our blockchain technology. Ito pong blockchain technology namin is ready to be used by the developers to build applications. What are these applications? It could be applications relating to voting, traceability, or and many more. Tulad ba, meron po kaming proof of concept where you can integrate IoT or Internet of Things saka sa blockchain. So by using our technology, you can securely control your devices sa bahay. You can on and off your light. I mean, if you run that IoT over the internet and someone gets hacked, you don't want anyone to remote control your things in the house, diba? So meron po kaming product na ganon. Okay. Another product is yung voting system. Meron po kami nun. Another product is yung land registry tsaka citizenship po ng isang country. Meron po kami proof of concept noon. And many more. Nandun po sa NEM.io website yung mga projects namin.
Marami na bang application na gumagamit ng blockchain sa ngayon? O how would you describe the technology? Is it in its infancy? O growing? O matagal pa bago mag-grow yan? O anong stage na tayo?
I think nasa phase po tayo ng, alam niyo po yung bell-shaped curve?
Mm.
Nasa ibaba pa po tayo.
So, infancy pa lang yan?
Infancy po tayo, napaka-infant. This blockchain technology started po ng 2009. So, that's where Bitcoin ang pinakauna. Then, na-notice ng mga programmers ng NEM, yung mga main developers, na may problema yung current blockchain. You cannot basta-basta build applications on top of it. So, that's why they created NEM. So I discovered NEM around 2014 and na-verify ko na it has the basic components para mag-build ng blockchain-based applications.
Hmm.
So that's why I became active sa community and I was recruited early 2017 as one of the council member, and they empower me to spread the word and build teams across APAC. Nakarating na nga ako hanggang Latin America po eh.
So, ito bang blockchain technology, is there a universality? Magkakapalas ba yan sa bawat country o iba't iba rin yung application niya? Kunwari, application sa Pilipinas, application sa Australia. Maraming pagkakaiba?
It can be. Pag sinabi pong blockchain, this is global. Hindi lang po ito limited sa Philippines or Australia. It's a global network. Mm. Pero in a way, yes, you can keep it within Australia or within Philippines. So, we have two blockchains. One is public, which is a global network. Yung number two is a private chain. When I say private chain, ito yung parang gusto mo, corporate A dito sa Australia, corporate B sa Philippines. Gusto mo, sila lang magko-communicate, pwede po yun. We have that. At bakit merong private chain? This is the reason for this is for privacy and for fast communications.
Okay. So, kung ikukumpira mo kunyari yung blockchain technology sa internet. Ang internet is basically yung web and www. Nagsimula yan early 90s. Gaano pa karaming taon bago matanggap to ng publiko itong blockchain technology?
Sa ngayon po, ang unang entry point ng mga tao ay as an investment.
Hmm.
Yung nga lang, kung hindi nila alam masyado yung technology behind it, matatakot sila kasi tumaas po ng 20,000 yung Bitcoin, bumagsak ng 6,000 ngayon, nasa close to 9,000. Kung hindi po nila kaya yung volatility, matatakot po sila talaga. Hmm. Pero if they know the technology, siguro mga 5 to 10 years bago pa magkumalat sa buong mundo kasi we are in a building stage right now where, tulad ng sabi mo kanina, very infant pa, still in development pa. So at the moment, as I mentioned before, there's 1,500 blockchains out there, but majority of them are focusing on the price and marketing, while NEM is focusing on building applications. Kasi po, long-term ang gusto namin eh. Gusto namin kaming maging Cisco or Microsoft in the future. Mm. So yun po ang target.
So what you're saying, Nelson, is the success of blockchain technology depends on the success of the Bitcoin currency. Kasi yun sinasabi mo, na-volatile yung Bitcoin. So
That is a good question. Each blockchain has its own currency po. Like Bitcoin, meron po silang currency called Bitcoin.
Mm.
Ang NEM, meron sariling currency called XEM.
So,
at the moment, because nakapeg po yung ZEM sa Bitcoin, pag tumaas yung Bitcoin, tumataas din po kami. Pag bumagsak si Bitcoin, bumabagsak din po yung price namin. Pero, hindi po kami masyadong worried sa price fluctuation. As I mentioned before, we are focusing on building blockchain-based applications.
Okay. So, ayun pala medyo naliliwanag na. So, isa kayo sa 1,500 din yung...
Correct po. Okay. And we are number 13. Our top was top 4 sa ranking.
Nung nagsimula yung dekada 90, no, ang issue nung derivative, ayaw ko naging popular yung derivative, lumika ng crisis pa na nalapi, no? Nung panahong yun. Hindi ba kayo nababahala na itong klaseng teknolohiya ay lumikha rin ng mga crisis pa na nalapi? Kasi parang kinakalaban ninyo yung mga central banks of the world. And alam naman natin, ang pera ng mundo, hawak ng mga central banks yan.
Tama. And they have the power to keep printing money, no? And at the same time, this introduces hyperinflation. Tapos, yung sweldo ng mga tao, stay flat, di ba? O hindi po tumataas. So, it's a form of government or central institutions stealing money or stealing valuable. Pero dito po sa technology ng blockchain, like as I mentioned before, it's a gift to the humanity. Kasi you give the power to the person to be its own bank. Kasi po, if you try and study the bank, they use this process called fractional reserve. So the more money we give to them, that money, they can magnify to 1,000 times or more and ipapaloan po nila rito sa mga tao and they get interest and so forth. Tapos tayo mga depositors, how much do we get? We only get small amount.
Hmm.
So, it's a gift to humanity kasi you give them the power.
So, kayo rin ang disruptive model sa banking industry, in other words.
Finance? technology,
yes,
real estate, sa hospital records, madidisrupt po lahat yan. Good example is yung hospital records po, di ba? Pag nagawa na ako ng full medical record dito sa Australia, pumunta ako ng Philippines, gagawin na naman nila kasi yung record is for the hospital lang po, di ba? This technology called blockchain can hold those information. We could have potentially a one world ID so that when I move to any countries, pakikita ko lang ID nila, I give the hospital access to my hospital records na nagawa na sa ibang bansa.
Hmm.
This will save me time and money. Kasi if you're gonna do the test again, you have to pay money.
Hmm.
And at the same time, it costs you time.
Okay. Siguro we'll end in that note, Nelson, at medyo maliliwa na kayo mga tagapakinig natin. Thank you very much for your time, Nelson.
You're welcome po. Thank you very much for giving me the chance to be interviewed here.
Tell us what you think. Rate this podcast on iTunes. It helps other people to find us.